Spicer leaned on his elbows, his face halfway across the table.
I got some bad news for you, Trevor. You're fired, effective immediately, by unanimous vote of the Brethren. When you leave today, Trevor, don't come back.
Why?
Lying, drinking too much, sloppy habits, a general lack of trust on behalf of your clients.
It sounded true enough, but Trevor nevertheless took it hard. It had never crossed his mind that they'd have the guts to fire him. He clenched his teeth and asked,
What about our little enterprise?
It's a clean break. You keep your money, we'll keep ours.
Who'll run it on the outside?
We'll worry about that. Why don't you just leave, Trevor? Get up, walk out. It's been lovely.
Sure, he mumbled, his thoughts a blur, but two coming to the forefront. First, Spicer had brought no letters, the first time that had happened in many weeks. Second, the cash. What did they need $5,000 for? Probably to bribe their new lawyer. They had planned their ambush well. Pride made him stand. He extended a hand and said,
Sorry it had to happen.
Spicer shook it reluctantly. Just get out of here, he wanted to say. When they made eye contact for the last time, Trevor said almost in a whisper,
Conyers is the man. Very rich, very powerful. He knows about you.
Spicer leapt up like a cat. With their faces just inches apart, he said also in a whisper,
Is he watching you?
Trevor nodded and winked. Then he grabbed the door. He picked up his briefcase and said goodbye to Link, same as always, but now for the last time, and walked into the hot sun. Wes and Chap were parked three cars down. Trevor ignored them as he tossed his briefcase into the passenger seat and got in the Beetle. The caravan followed him away from the prison and slowly down the highway toward Jacksonville.